Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Dr. Anita Sharma, the University of Louisiana Monroe, and the gerontology program at ULM. And Dr. Sharma, you've got a program coming up called Ageless Shero. So let's start there. What is a shero?
So the complete name of the event is Celebrating Ageless Sheroes. So this event is going to focus on what a lot of things are not said. They're assumed, but kind of they remain behind words, behind scenes. So we are going to talk about women and men who are resilient, strong, get past the life's obstacles. The focus is on women. And that is why, because March is Women's History Month, so the focus is on women, but men are as much of a shero as a woman. Men who stand up for women, support them, encourage them to go forward in their life goals. So shero is not just a woman, it is someone who is willing to bring up women and help them achieve their life goals.
Now, you've got an event coming up Thursday, March the 5th, from 12 to 2 at the Terrace, which is the seventh floor
of the library.
Of the ULM Library Building. You're going to be honoring women in the community. Why did you feel there's a need to have this event?
Well, as I said, a lot of times women are underestimated. Very often they are the people who end up behind the scenes, although they are working very hard, very diligently, and very often they are not recognized for the work that they are doing, especially if they are not at the top of the ladder. Very often we forget the ones who get other people's goals achieved by making sacrifices for themselves. And very often we don't recognize that.
Now, you are in the gerontology department here, the program at ULM. You've got some help from Dr. Ron Berry, who's at the College of Business and Social Sciences. You guys are putting this event on, but I want to ask, who is this for? Who's supposed to come to this event?
Everyone. This is for everyone. Whoever believes in the dignity of people, this event is meant for them. So it does not matter what your gender is, what your age is. However, since it is being organized by the gerontology department, my purpose was to point out that just because someone begins to get old does not mean that they stop being what they are, that they are not able to achieve the goals that they have set up. We change our goals at every stage in our life. We set up new goals with every new stage. And very often there are late bloomers, you know, who realize by the time they're 50, 55, you know, I've got another purpose in life, and they begin to work towards that goal, and they're very successful. So the College of Business and Social Sciences, now gerontology is housed within the College of Business and Social Sciences. So Dean Berry and I have worked towards this event. We are putting it together. We came up with the name together, Celebrating Ageless Sheroes. And I have to share with you, one day I was discussing this event with Dean Berry, and I said, you know, I want to give out buttons at this event, you know, something to commemorate that we had this and to honor our guest and point out, you know, what wonderful people they are. So I asked, what should we put on that button? So I said, I've been thinking about it. And very spontaneously, Dean Berry said, a shero is my hero. And that's what that button will say.
Well, that's pretty cool. Now, this event is coming up Thursday, March the 5th. Let me ask you about the event. What's going to happen at this?
Well, it basically is a luncheon event. And when I say we are going to honor women, it's not that we are going to be giving out any medallions, any plaques, or calling out names, nothing. It's inviting women that most of us admire, respect, women that I have worked with, men that I have worked with, and it is just an an occasion where I can say, you know, thank you for being who you are and what you do for all of us in this community. Now, there will be some speakers, including Janet Durden, who's the president of the United Way of Northeast Louisiana. There will be Betty Cooper, who's the president of the Monroe City School Board. Miss Alice Prophet, who is the president of the Living Well Foundation, and Miss Laura Kilpatrick Marcellus, who, as we know, is the director of the Kilpatrick Funeral Homes. So I have some really wonderful, strong women who will be speaking on behalf of others that they work with. They'll be defining who Shiros are. They'll be speaking on behalf of other women and men to just celebrate what they do in this community.
Now, is the event open to somebody's out there listening right now? Is the event open to just everybody?
It is. However, they are required to RSVP me. They have to RSVP because seating is limited, and I also would like to know who's attending the events. I would like to know the names and contact information.
Is there a cost involved in coming to the event?
This is free of cost. It is just thank you. It's a thank you event for all the wonderful people. So no cost, just a lot of thank yous.
Dr. Sharma, for folks out there who may want to know more about the gerontology mission at ULM, how do they find out more about what's going on in gerontology?
Corey, I'm so glad that you asked about the gerontology program because I'm very, very proud of it. It is the only one in our state. ULM has the only gerontology graduate program in the state of Louisiana. It is among the top 10 in the nation. It works towards improving the life of senior citizens and educating people to be able to let them work with seniors, because in the next 10 years, we will have more seniors than people under the age of 18.
It's Dr. Anita Sharma, the event called Celebrating Ageless Heroes. Dr. Sharma, for folks to get in contact with you, your email and phone number.
Okay, my phone number is 318-503-4618, and my email is asharma, that's A-S-H-A-R-M-A, asharma at ulm.edu, and the event is Celebrating Ageless Heroes.
To find out more, visit our website at kedm.org.
I'm Josh Madden. Join me every Saturday night at 7 for The Set List, where we'll explore a theme that ties together music from lots of different genres. That's every Saturday night at 7 right here on 90.3 KEDM Monroe.